Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues, involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Of the 132 teams in the league, we're now down to just five, as the RBC Cup is finally here. Join us now as the chairman of the CJHL, Kurt Lamb. Kurt, welcome to the show. It's been a long run, my friend, but you're down to the final five. How good does that feel?
Well, I'll tell you right now, it probably feels a lot better for those teams that are there after the long haul it takes just to get to the event, and they still got 10 days ahead of them. So I always like to say, as you know, Gino, that you could make a good case that this is the hardest trophy in hockey to win.
It's unbelievable because the season is so long. As we mentioned, 3,000 players start the year on 132 teams. What's it like to try to coordinate, to bring that all together so you have all the various league finals, then regional finals, and then you're set for the RBC Cup? That must be a heck of a task for all your guys right across the country to coordinate that and make that happen.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it takes a lot of cooperation amongst all 10 leagues to make sure that, you know, their championship ends in time for the regionals, which ends in time for the national championship, and then you work back, you know, through your whole season. So, to get to from 132 teams down to five is a bit mind blowing when you think about it. But we think that we always end up with the five best teams at the end of the day.
Kurt, the RBC Cup gets underway this weekend in Cobourg, Ontario. The Terrebonne Cobras, Trenton Golden Hawks, Brooks Bandits, Penticton Vs, and the host Cobourg Cougars are going to face off for the RBC Cup. When you go through a process like this, what are you most excited about, the event itself? I know it's exciting at the end of the tournament to hand one team's captain their trophy, but what about the actual process of the tournament itself?
Well, what I really like, besides the experience for our players and our coaches, which is tremendous, and as you said, 3,000 players start every year, and you only end up with about 125 that end up there. So to be at the RBC Cup is special for them and very unique for any hockey player at any level beyond here. But I think what I really love to see is the community spirit that happens when this event comes in for 10 days into the host community. And Cobourg did such a tremendous job with the World Junior Challenge, and that building was electric during that event, and I expect the same for the RBC. So for me, Gino, it's definitely the feeling of the community when you get in there and you talk to the locals who are there supporting the event.
It's interesting, you know, because in the past you kind of wait for the RBC Cup final to see how it's going to be received. But right now, because of social media and, because of shows like this and other stuff, you start to get a handle on the excitement being built along the way. And I know social media has been incredibly strong for you guys. What kind of reaction have you seen throughout the year in building towards this?
Yeah, well, we've seen, obviously, for the reasons you just said, we see the Junior A game on the front of mind now more than ever in terms of during the regular season. I mean, we have, thanks to social media and thanks to the collaboration between the 10 leagues and great partners like this program right here, we're able to keep the storylines, fresh and frequent so that people are following it and really understand that, hey, I'm from Ontario, but I sure know who the Penticton Vs are. Yes. And I've sure heard of the Brooks Bandits, and you know, people from I was in Penticton for the World or for the Western Canada Cup, and people there were talking about this Trenton team. So you know, that only happens because we've done a great job working with partners like you and amongst our leagues to get the message out.
Another great partner you've really developed over the last couple of years is the NHL. They've worked closely with you in organizing the World Junior A Challenge, the CJHL Prospects Game, as well as investing in developing players and coaches. How much has that relationship increased, and how important has that been to the development of the CJHL?
Well, I think first and foremost, it really shows the value that the NHL places on our level in terms of providing that development opportunity. So it's great feedback for us to know that we have this relationship with the top league in the world and that they want to work with us. But more so than that, also it gives us real good credibility to be able to say that we work with the NHL, and it allows us to show what we've known for a lot of years about our game and the level of our game, and it's kind of it's supported and reiterated with the partnership we have with the NHL.
And the RBC Cup final, as usual, is going to be on TSN on Sunday, May the 21st. How important is the national audience on that day in particular in sharing your message nationally?
Well, I think it's what we talked about happening during the year, except now we have, you know, we have such a concentrated group of fans that are watching the event, and frankly, a group of people who may not traditionally be Junior A fans, who are sitting, you know, sitting home on that Sunday and flipping through the channels and see the RBC Cup and maybe have never heard of our game, and then we can bring some new fans in, and hopefully those are young fans who are playing the game who will be fans for a long time. So that really is, unlike during the year where we really have, we really have to spread our message out through a bunch of different mediums. That is really, that in the World Junior A Challenge, really the RBC Cup Final, really present that real focused, concentrated time when we can draw a bunch of fans in. And obviously your guys, your team, from the commentators down, they do such a great job helping us promote our game.
Well, Kurt, it's been another great year. It's been great telling your stories once again, and it's always exciting that the best is last, and we appreciate it. Enjoy the RBC Cup. We'll see you down there.
Thank you, sir.
The RBC Cup drops the puck in Cobourg, Ontario, later on this weekend. That was CJHL Chairman Kurt Lamb. That wraps up this week's final CJHL report of the season. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.